Mustard seed and leaven. Is God in control of everything? Does he rule over all? Is his will truly being done on earth as it is in heaven? What do you think? Personally, I believe that God is in control and ruling over all things, although it may appear at times not to be so. One day, Jesus asked several questions in Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 21, regarding the kingdom of God. He said, "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and became a large tree, and the birds of the air nested in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it all was leavened." We notice that there are two parables in the passage. One is about a mustard seed, the other about leaven. Together they tell us what the kingdom of God is like. Let us look at some of their similarities. Both are seemingly small and insignificant. Both are hidden temporarily from view. The seed planted, the leaven taken and placed in meal. But while hidden from sight, because they each have life within them, both were actively working within and underneath the surface. Both the seed and the leaven began small and ended big. The parable tells us that the little mustard seed grew into such a large tree that the birds came and lodged within it. The leaven so actively at work within the meal that in time its influence was obvious to all. God is eternally ruling over all things, but his ways are so unlike our ways. Currently, he gives time for man to repent, but in his own wisdom and timing, God, who is able to subdue all things unto himself, will cause all to know that he reigns. As the seed and the leaven had life within themselves, so God's kingdom is life, repelling darkness, loosing chains in the hearts and minds of many. Even now, each time a soul is saved and rescued from eternal damnation, each time the gospel is proclaimed, each time a cup of cold water is given to a thirsty soul, in the name of Jesus, the tree grows and the meal is leavened. Although it may not appear that God is in control, he very much is the King eternal. His kingdom, like the seed and leaven, is growing day by day, soul by soul, victory by victory. The kingdom of God will grow and encompass the whole world for all to see. Then, in that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess of things in heaven, earth, and under the earth, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is Velma Jean Sanders. This article was first written for the Omaha Star, August 2021.